Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find useful as you pursue making a difference to people who make a difference to you. I'm not sure what you call it when podcasters have writer's block, but let's call it pod block. I've been experiencing a serious case of pod block for the past few days. I think part of the problem is that I was having fun podcasting, and then I started the series on negotiations, which is pretty interesting, but I began to think that I had to do one more session, one more part of the series. And indeed, I will in fact do that. But what I realized is that even though I do need to do it, I don't need to do it today. So today, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something else. And I ask myself this question. Have you ever done something just because you thought, I can do that? You looked at something and you said, I could do that. Whether it's true or not remains to be seen, but by golly, I thought, well, I'll give that a try. Now, what did I think that I could do? I was listening to some country music and I thought, I could write a country song. And then I thought, I don't think I know how to write a country song. And the reasoning went on for a little bit, and I decided maybe I should write a country song about how to write a country song. So what did I do? I gave it a try. Here it is. See what you think.
I asked my Alabama friend how to write a country song. I figured a good old country boy would never get that wrong. He picked up his guitar and strummed the tune as he sang a simple verse. It wasn't the best I've ever heard, but I've sure enough heard worse. He sang pure old-time country with a voice down low and clear. The good old boys had pickup trucks, raised hell and loved their beer. The country girls were flirting some with dudes and college boys. He added another line or two praising fried chicken, old dogs and down-home country joys. Now we come to the chorus, the take-home part of this song. The part where even a city boy would have trouble getting it wrong. Just mention cheaters, barrooms, gamblers and let us feel your pain. Tell us about your broken heart and then tell us all over again. It's good to tell a story and include a hero if there's time. The only rule you can seldom break is you got to make it rhyme. If the feeling isn't working and you don't know quite which way to go, make your song sad so all who hear feel way down tear-jerking low. Talk about the good old days or how times they ain't so fine. Make them tough but don't forget, good old boys don't whine. Sing about hunting and fishing and race cars are usually a crowd-pleasing hit. Stand up for God, country and respecting your mama and don't you ever forget. Now we're back to the chorus, the take-home part of this song. The part where even a city boy would have trouble getting it wrong. Just mention cheaters, barrooms and gamblers and let us feel your pain. Tell us about your broken heart and then tell us all over again. Here is where you have to choose if you need another verse. Country songs can be quite long but seldom are too terse. Include barroom fights and summer nights and making love in the hay. It's your song so use plain talk and say what you have to say. It's finally time to smoothly end your very first country song. Adding a last line about race cars or rodeo will never do you wrong. Country songs help us remember and always make us feel. Never forget this little tip. Always keep it real. Now we're back to the chorus, the take-home part of this song. The part where even a city boy would have trouble getting it wrong. Just mention cheaters, barrooms and gamblers and let us feel your pain. Tell us about your broken heart and then tell us all over again. Just mention cheaters, Ballrooms and gamblers, and let us feel your pain. Tell us about your broken heart and then tell us all over again.
There you go. What do you think? I can say for sure it was sort of fun. Is it a country song? Absolutely, it's a country song. Not a good country song. Not even a sort of good country song. But sure, it's a country song. It's a country song like I'm a Singer. You know, most anybody can sing. In fact, the case, almost everyone can sing. It's just that some people are a whole lot better at it than others. So that applies to my country song. It's also got a couple of problems to actually be a country song. It would probably need some instrumental accompaniment of some sort, maybe some guitar, a little drum, something like that. And also, given the nature of this particular country song, it would need a country artist. I'm thinking maybe Johnny Cash. Can you see old Johnny Cash up there with his one guitar and his black suit and black hat singing How to Write a Country Song? Well, okay, I can't really understand or see that myself either, but it was certainly worth a thought. I guess all of that brings me to today's tip. Sure, just because I was having pod block doesn't mean that I would do something like leave out today's tip. So here it is. There are things that people do, things at which they are very, very skilled. And if we are simply watching them, they make it look easy. They make it look uncomplicated. But the truth of the matter is, almost any place along the range from making dinner to cleaning house to rocket science, if you will, most anything is a whole lot more complicated than it looks. And just because we think, I could do that, certainly doesn't mean we're right. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.